This is Delaware, Ohio, pacing cattle as they go to the post in the eighth renewal of the famed Little Brown Jug.
It's like Christmas for harness racing fans. It comes every year at this time, the Little Brown Jug. Let's talk to the current director of publicity for the LBJ, Tom White. Welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the format. I know there's been discussions about changing the format, but first, total purse for the jug. What's it going to be?
$609,150.
Now, they've talked about the need to hit that magic million mark. Any chance of that happening soon?
Not unless they change the conditions. It'll go up, though, because they've increased that. I might tell you something, too, and you're probably the first to know. The Jug Society met today, and they unanimously approved a condition that would allow the racing officials to say you had 19 horses next year. They could split it into three eliminations. Mm-hmm. Now, it's got to be approved by all the owners of the horses that are eligible for the 2010 Jug, but chances are it would be. So, you know, it looks like maybe this is the last year we have to put up with these horses drawn on the outside that way and everything.
Now, it doesn't eliminate the need for heat racing.
No.
And that's another issue.
No, but I just don't see that happening here for a while, you know. I've talked to quite a few of the trainers. They don't think this time of year really hurts the horse that much. Most of them that are quality horses, we're going to go on to Lexington. A lot of them don't race the first week anyway. They race the second week. The Tattersall's Pace is the second week this year. So, you know, it's really not it's not hurting them as bad as a lot of people think it is.
The Jug, I believe, is the only major race of its kind that still goes off in heats, does it not?
Yeah, like the Hamiltonian, but they have them the week before.
Right,
and
right.
That would be very difficult here because, you know, you're going up against Ohio State football on Saturday.
Pretty tough.
I really don't see it happening. And so far, it really hasn't hurt their number of entries and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they can get that rule changed to where they won't have two eliminations with 9 and 8 horses or 10 and 9, that's going to make the horsemen much happier.
I would think so, because it gives everybody a good shot. Let's take a look at handles at the Jug. Maybe you can give us an idea of how they've been doing over the years. We know that for the big races, the handles are always there. How have the Jugs fared?
Very good. Of course, you know, we've gone to simulcasting like everybody else has, and it will be simulcast. Let me just look in here and see if it's in from last year. They've been going up, so that's a good sign.
That is. That's good. It's good to hear. And attendance, I mean, normally you get your 50,000, and that is not, you know, not down.
I was going to tell you, last year on the handles, on track, they bid $1.5 million.
Wow.
And then off track, they bid $1.7 million. So, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was looking the year before. It's up over the year before, so that's good.
That's tremendous news, and we look forward to more great Jug events, including this year. In fact, I can hear Roger in the background calling a race right now.
Yeah, and you don't even have him. You're just sitting there. You're not even on the phone, right?
yeah, that's right. Well, best of luck with this year's Jug. We know it'll be a success, and we'll be watching Tom White, director.
Well, can I just say one more thing?
You bet.
The parking lot will have, next to Ohio, the next number of hot license plates are Canadian.
Hey, that's beautiful.
Here in Lexington. I swear, you guys, without Canada, we wouldn't have a Jug in the Red Mile.
Well, let me tell you something. I was there for the 05 Jug, and I was personally touched that you guys would play the Canadian anthem alongside with Stars and Stripes, and we appreciate
they'll
that.
They'll do it again this year, and I'm looking out in the infield, and I see the Canadian flag out there. So.
We'll always be there in great numbers, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tom White, Director of Publicity for the Little Brown Jug, edition number 64. That'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio. I'm your host, Norm Borg. Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada, produced by Borg Communications.